proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions with another radio Bible study. We look at the miracles of Jesus Christ and note that such miracles, while not a commonplace occurrence, such miracles took place as a means of authenticating divine messages. Over the course of their history, the Jewish people had experienced a number of supernatural events. Their very beginning as a nation, for example, was marked by the 10 plagues in Egypt, sent by God. Throughout Jewish history, too, other events, miracles, served to authenticate God's messengers. God empowered Elijah and Elisha to manifest such wondrous works in order to show their Jewish contemporaries that both men were indeed his representatives. Yet, no Bible character performed more miracles than Jesus Christ did. Several common threads characterize those acts. His miracles occurred within a definitive period of time. Other religions contained accounts of their heroes performing supernatural works. Yet history, secular history, contains no corroborating accounts of such actions. Jesus Christ, on the other hand, lived and worked within a known temporal and geographical context, namely, first century Israel. The supernatural acts attributed to him, as recorded in the Gospels, were factual history and not myth. The Lord's miracles had functional purposes. He adamantly refused to employ supernatural means as a means of defending himself, as in his arrest at the Garden of Gethsemane. He didn't perform miracles as a way of satisfying a person's curiosity, such as when he stood before Herod Antipas. Furthermore, the Savior's wondrous works provided instant and measurable benefits to others, such as the restoration of sight to a man who was born blind. The Lord's miracles also depended upon the exercise of faith. Sometimes the faith in question came from the individual who directly benefited from the miracle, such as the woman who had an issue of blood. On other occasions, such faith derived not from the person receiving the benefits, but from some third party, such as the Roman centurion whose servant lay ill, which servant Jesus Christ healed. Indeed, when Jesus Christ failed to encounter faith amongst the residents of Nazareth, quote, he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief, unquote. The Lord's miracles also attracted attention when he healed the sick in the region of Galilee, as recorded in the 4th chapter of Matthew. Quote, there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan, unquote. The miracles performed by the Lord encouraged people to regard him as the fulfillment of Old Testament messianic prophecy. In the 7th chapter of John, the author recorded an occasion where people asked, quote, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done? Unquote. This man, of course, referring to Jesus Christ. Finally, the Lord's miracles revealed the character of Jesus Christ as a compassionate individual. The 4th chapter of Luke noted how, quote, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them, unquote. The Savior used the supernatural power entrusted unto him and his by right as God. The Savior used this power in order to alleviate the sufferings of others. By doing so, he laid a claim to being the promised Messiah as in the Old Testament. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.